on the doorstep. "I was just about to go out," said Agatha. He followed her in. Although Charles was wearing casual clothes, open-necked blue shirt and dark blue chinos, from his barbered fair hair to his polished shoes, he looked as impeccable as ever. "You're all made up and dressed up," said Charles, surveying her. "That's your man-hunting appearance. If it's to do with Gerald de Vere, forget it. I've already told you not to stamp on Mrs. Bloxby's dreams, because she is a good woman, and dreams are all they are going to be." "Well, you're wrong," said Agatha. "I am doing Mrs. Bloxby a favour. The village allotments are under threat." "Oh, wicked Lord Bellington. Do you know him, Charles?" "Met him here and there." "I'm off to see if I can melt his heart." "I'll come with you," said Charles. "He doesn't have a heart. He has a swinging brick." Lord Bellington's home, Harby Hall, lay a few miles outside Mercer. It seemed to be well guarded. First, they were challenged at the entrance lodge before they were let into the drive. Further up the drive, they were flagged down by a gamekeeper who also demanded their business. "Just visiting," said Charles, the explanation he had given to the lodgekeeper. They drove on until they came to the mansion. "It's actually uglier than mine," said Charles.